Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey! Everybody, hands go up. Hey! Up, down, up, down. Cause all I do is win, win,
I'm doing
win.
Too much.
Yeah. I'm Tony's too much. About to break the chair,
yeah.
Tony.
Yeah.
Hey!
Oh, we said, oh.
We just took a little break.
Sorry.
Welcome,
okay.
You guys, to another wonderful, fabulous after show of Bring It! This is the season finale. This is episode 24, the Summer Grand Slam.
Yeah.
We really missed being together.
Yeah.
And it's our last final episode. We could not
That's
help
it.
But get together again and shut it down this week. We are in our brand new AfterBuzz studio here, and I am
They got money.
They got money, honey.
Fabulous in here.
Right. You can't see, but we can see. We got upgraded. Let me upgrade you.
Hey.
When I said, ooh, they got money, I looked up to see if they was going to write a note that said, no, we don't.
No, keep talking. We need you guys to collect some more coins. So here we are. I'm your host, English Cleveland. I am so happy to be back. And who am I joined by?
The fabulous.
Oh. Let them know.
Darling.
Let them know, boo.
Robin Ayers.
All right.
I never boast myself, but today I just feel like boasting, honey. Who are
okay.
you?
You know, before I introduce myself, you know what I can't stand?
What?
When people boast themselves. How you gonna give yourself that own
intro? He should have said, you know what, Robin, I'm gonna give you props because you never feel yourself. That's what he should have said. But
I would say that because I know you,
Thank
girl.
You.
This is my girl.
Thank you. Thank you, English.
I am the dapper.
Ooh.
The handsome.
Oh. Okay.
The all-around talented.
Yes.
Tony Moore.
See? All right.
Y'all tried it.
That's what real people do.
Y'all
you know, who back
it.
Each other up. You're
supposed to let somebody else introduce. Like I should have been like, oh, the very fabulous, the
well,
very
how come
beautiful.
You didn't do that, though?
Because you took it yourself.
But sometimes you got to love on your own damn self. Okay,
I'm saying.
If nobody else doesn't love you. If
I'm
you don't
saying.
Love you, nobody else will.
Let me tell you why I started off this way.
Okay,
Tony.
Let us know, Robin.
Okay, the
Break
reason I started off this way. I mean, we'll get into it a little bit more, but
you,
Kayla.
You're angry.
Kayla,
okay.
During this episode,
what she said
was everything. Her confidence was off the chain. And I'm like, this is an 18-year-old girl. I'm just going to learn something from her from this episode.
Yep.
So how come I can't come up in here and say the fabulous?
You better regulate.
Amazing. Robin Ayers.
Feeling herself. She
feeling myself.
Feeling myself.
Feeling herself. She feeling herself.
I sure
she the only one feeling herself.
You feeling me too, Tony. Don't trip.
Tony's being a hater, but what I can say
Why
that,
I always got to be a hater? Why I always got to be the hater of the group?
But you know what, Tony? What I appreciate you, even though you are a
I'm
hater,
truthful.
We all come together and agree upon certain things that do make me happy, like we just were singing Brandy's song.
Mm. Yes.
Like, stuff like that makes me so happy.
But
because
why
then
I
I'm
be
like,
a hater, though?
Because you are a hater. At the end of the day, I'm not trying nothing. I'm just letting you know the real.
Because
the fans have said the same damn thing.
Mm. Mm.
On which one? English Speaks or Cleveland English? Oh, that was shady.
Really shady. But anyways, let's get into the episode. So this is the final competition.
Yeah.
Like, to me, and tell me, like, let me know if you guys feel different, but I feel like this like episode or season was more intense than the Battle Royale.
It was.
It was real intense.
The pressure was like, oh my gosh, like I wasn't ready for it. I watched it this morning and I was just like, I started my day with so much energy.
Yeah.
It like exuded energy. This whole episode was like
This is what we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, there's $5,000 on the line.
Exactly.
I would get a little.
Okay.
Two.
Pep in your step. Pep new fresh weave. Lashes right. On.
Everything.
Wing tipped on point. You got to bring
done,
it.
That's done, how you really know here. It was intense, that they were feeling it because we felt it. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's how you know it was really, really like.
But you know what? Why have they never did this competition before?
I don't know.
It's weird, right?
The Summer Grand Slam.
Yeah. We usually, it's always like the Battle Royale.
I mean, but at the same time, maybe everybody came up. Not only did bring it, like, the show, like, they're coming up. Now, maybe everybody's, you know, they're like, well, let's introduce new things. Or are you saying there ever been a SummerSlam and they have not attended? Or?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, we've never seen it, like, recorded. We've but only seen them do, like, why. The big Battle Royale.
I feel like it's on the same caliber. Like, maybe it's just, like, a different, like
theme. Season
well a different just event that's leading up to like the end of like mm-hmm. their competition season
yeah. right you know what I mean? Yeah yeah
but I tell you one person who has got a job on lock. That announcer has been at every single competition. Like
I'm gonna give it up to him.
It's almost like he is in a car behind the bus that is leading to all these competitions. Because I always expect somebody different.
Yeah, yeah, me too. And he says the same thing ever. You ready? Let's get it.
Let's get it. He does.
He is the same in his suit. He is
bow tie. Very, and now
the dancing dog.
Let's get it.
I need to know how much checks he got because I will take a little hiatus from LA and go out there and do some dance competition announcing.
I sure would too.
Yeah,
I would bring the fire too.
Yeah, I would too. But I mean, he gets to travel. Think how cool his job is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it pays a lot or not, but I do got to give him props though because dude is there every week.
Every week. Yeah. Maybe the worst competition. He's there.
He's still there, dressed to the nines.
To the nines. Hair curled and everything. S curled on point.
Oh, not the S curl.
Yeah, he living with the S curl. It's okay.
He living on Lifetime with on the S curl.
Living. I can't say anything. I had an S curl. I had a comb through.
Did you?
I had a comb through texturizer. I want to
see so you put the texturizer on your hair and let it sit?
Yeah. I used to back in the day. Yeah. Back in the day. Yeah. Oh, trust me. I've had every hairstyle that a guy could have.
Really? You had dreads?
I had braids. I had braids. The rat tail?
The rat tail. Okay.
Yeah. I had that. I had the box. I had the Gumby. I had the Jerry curl, the curly fro.
You had a Jerry curl, Tony? Mm-hmm. How old are you?
32.
Oh, dang, so yeah, you were out there. So
you
wait,
must have been really young then.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Do you know what the Gumby hairstyle is?
Yes, like the cut. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
After Gumby, the cartoon.
Yeah.
I've had everything.
So you were killing the game.
I was a trendsetter.
Okay. So you're like
feeling yourself.
You're like Beyonce, Tony, with all these looks.
Yeah.
Wow, we need to see that. You need to post like a throwback.
You know, it is the last show.
No, you need to post a throwback on your Twitter, lounging with Tony.
I have. I've posted my the photo. It was my first headshot, and I had braids.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
You remember Kenny from Parenthood?
Yes.
With the braids? Uh-huh. Yes. That's how mine look.
Oh my gosh.
I was thinking cornrows.
I was thinking cornrows too. Braids.
And like plaits. Individual, like plait wool.
Oh, so you were like Marcus Houston of Sister Sister.
Yes.
Yep. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
That's exactly
how were you
Tony
singing
looked.
And dancing then too?
Yep.
Were you doing the crisscross and everything?
I wasn't that extreme.
So what were you doing? What was your era? What were you doing? Were you more Boys in the Hood or were you more like straight out of Compton? Easy E.
You were giving me. I was more like NSYNC Backstreet Boys.
I'm like, were you?
Tony not about that life. He ain't about that straight out of Compton. Like
you weren't with Easy E over here rapping his lyrics.
Okay. I, on the other hand,
well, tell us who you were.
Totally into N.W.A.
Were
and Eazy-E and yes, like all of them back in the day. Like I grew up on hip hop. I'm a certified hip hop fan.
Okay,
like of real hip hop though.
Okay,
so not like the cheesy stuff,
like original, like not Watch Me Whip and Nae Nae, right? Like some
right. But although I like it. I like that, but it's I'm just fun. Saying, like, yeah, it's really fun. But like,
when
real.
You want to listen to some real, like, where you feel the lyrics and you're like, damn.
Yeah, where they're saying something.
Yeah,
like,
they're telling you a story.
Yeah, that's what I grew up
with. Yeah, and they're like, for me, that's real music because they're telling you the news, mm-hmm. but it's relatable to how you would listen to it instead of just listening to someone behind a desk. Like, so today at 5 o'clock, the news
was.
Like, he's telling you the real. He know who shot him. He ain't gonna snitch.
Yeah.
He's like giving you the real deal, okay?
Exactly.
You know who's not giving us the real deal?
Who?
Lifetime with these songs, because you know they don't play
songs.
During these competitions.
They need to, I'm sorry, but Dancing Dogs, you guys need to donate that $5,000 to Lifetime so they can step their game up next season so we can hear real music. Because
it makes it very unrelatable because we see the dancing that they're doing, but we're not getting the real feel of it because it doesn't match.
Where are they getting these songs?
I think there's just a catalog of free, kind of like stock music, you know?
You know, when you get a brand new computer and it has like those windows on it, and it has like the most randomest songs you've
samples
never,
of,
it's like,
but I tell,
holding night when it comes in.
She sounded like the exact song.
Didn't I? When the night hits the road and you want to go home.
I think we're watching Lifetime again.
Living life on Lifetime.
When you want, if you know that you want, and you show, and you're killing it on the floor. And then they're like crumping, so it's like, I'm hearing like Sailor Moon song.
Where did you get that song from?
I made it up.
She tried it. I feel like, though, in the actual competition, they're using like, you know,
like probably
music.
Young Thug.
Yeah.
Like stuff I want to like get to. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. But then when they edit the show, they have to find a song that they have the rights to
so
to match the moves that they're doing.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
I mean, it's annoying, but you know, hey, again, I'm an optimist, so I have to give them credit and say it even takes a lot of time to figure out how these songs are going to go to these moves. They have to figure that part out.
Yeah.
So I got to say, okay, good job, guys. I don't know. Even though we want to hear the real stuff, I got to say, you know, good job.
They could at least, you know what? Maybe we suggest this. They could at least do Kids Bop version.
Maybe.
You know how kids,
they might still be able to get sued off of that.
You know,
I don't know.
Kids Bop does like will redo like Nicki Minaj's Anaconda song or like
they won't do Anaconda.
They need to do the Kid Bop version. They can dance to that. They will.
Wrong answer.
Why not?
Nope.
Why?
Not here for that.
I would love the Kid Bop version. At least we would know. So then you could be like, okay, I know the real version.
Things you tried. It.
So the girls are going. The competition is in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, which is we don't even know where, how far away that is. And Miss Diana made it a point to point out that we lost the first and the second Battle Royale. Mm-hmm. We've never won, and it's so crazy to think about because we carried like the season the whole way like a baby, and then it's like we drop the baby every single time we get to the competition.
Yeah.
And it's so weird because they're such a good team and they're such a big team and. Everything, every time someone says anything like about the dolls, they're always like, I'm gonna beat the dolls. Their main target is always the dolls.
Yeah.
So how did the dolls never win? It's so weird.
Yeah. But then there was a moment that I thought, maybe this is the buildup. Maybe they've been losing, you know, not on purpose. Maybe this is orchestrated. You know, we got our own theories. We've had our theories throughout the entire season of like, what is production? What's real? You know? So I thought there was a slight moment that I was watching the show that I'm like, well, maybe they were losing all that time just for like the finale of like, boom, you know?
Kayla's graduating. Sanjay's graduating.
Yeah, like this big,
this
like the anticipation. I mean, how could you have built up all this, you know, all of this emotion, even for us watching and then boom, you lose. Like, how could that even happen?
If they would have lost today, life on Lifetime, I would have been pinning a letter to Lifetime. I would have been adding them on Twitter. Like, I think we need to roll tapes back and redo some stuff. Because there's no way we could lose three times, but we're the best team. And everyone's gunning for us.
Yeah.
So anyways, let's get into the episode fully. So Kayla, this week, she's leading. They're unleashing the beast. She's going out with the bang. It's bittersweet. It's sad, but it's juicy because we want to see her kill it. And the parents this week say, you know what? Like, let's have like a celebration. We've lost some people. Let's pour some liquor out for the Tawanza, the people that we lost. And just like
got drunk.
A hoorah and got wasted. What were they drinking?
I don't know.
Andre. They're drinking that Andre champagne.
They turn up.
What's that? Is that shade, Tony?
No. That's how Tamara from The Real says, turn up.
Oh, really?
I turn up.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
So that's a real turn up for her, huh?
I turn up. It's very proper.
So cute.
She's so cute.
So they want to have, which was kind of weird, like, let's go grab Miss Diana and just act drunk in front of her.
She was like, I want no parts of it. I have things to do. I have a business to
run. I have a job. Right? Yeah. Like, yeah. You guys are over here sitting around drinking.
They were
clearly tight. Because when she goes back into the room where they're rehearsing, as we saw that they're, you know, there until like almost midnight, I guess. They were just going after, like, hour after hour rehearsing. So she ain't got no time to get drunk.
They were going, like,
turn up.
I've never heard her say so many times, again.
Yeah.
Again.
And this, you could tell this was a really big deal for her.
It really was. And this time, it was the first time we actually, like, dedicated a lot of time to actually watching them practice.
Right.
And, like, seeing each of them. And if you notice one thing, we did not see Tamia. She was, so I guess the whole shenanigans, whatever happened, happened between the finale and the season. I don't know. Because she was along the way with us for a long time. I feel like this was the only episode that she wasn't on. But anyways, so they bring out another secret weapon, which they brought out before, but it's Tim and Jay. They're super duper talented.
Yeah.
I like the energy, like Miss Diana said, that they bring with the girls. They're like pushing them to like acrobatics and like Cirque du Soleil and like super like intricate dancing.
Yeah.
And then it's nice too to like see guys, like, you know, like a guy dancing with all of the girls.
Well,
and it makes them dance harder, I feel like.
I liked that they were like hip hop dancing. That they didn't come in there and start doing what the girls were doing. They were like, they made the girls adapt to what they were doing. Like, they were just crushing it in rehearsal. I was like, oh my gosh, I want to see that on, you know, on the actual show date. I wanted to see it, so.
Yeah. And another interesting thing was Mimi, this episode, was so gung-ho about, if Cameron is not captain, you guys aren't ready for what I'm about to do. Like, you guys, she kept throwing all these little threats out there. And so I thought about it, and I was like, what would life be without Cameron on the Dolls?
Yeah.
And
you were okay?
I don't know. No, I don't know if she's ready for captain. I don't think she's not ready, but I think that some of me have a little bit more oomph inside of them. Mm. It's not like she's not prepared to be a captain. I don't think she's not prepared to be a captain over the Dolls.
I hear what you're saying, but I think we've seen her grow a lot over this season.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't underestimate what she's going to do while we're not watching them right now. Between now and the next season, I think, like, behind closed doors, while the cameras aren't on, they're going to be in her, like, ear. Like, come on, beast, come out. And then we've seen her, you know, clearly she's got some beast in her. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think maybe she could handle it.
What do you think, Tony?
I just think she needs to be confident.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's like, what I think.
She still has this kind of not taking it so seriously, playful type of a thing about her. And I think she just needs to be confident.
I think it's like one of those things where it's like, you want it so bad. It's like something you put on your Christmas list and like your birthday every year. You never got it. And then you finally get it and you don't really like, you're just kind of like, I got it.
Not I.
Like, I got it, you know, but it's like, I think more people wanted it for me, and like, her mom really wanted it for her. I felt like she wanted it more, like, some other people wanted it more than what she could give.
Yeah, I could agree with that. I think because even we saw Michaela go to her, right, like, straight to camera confessional, whatever you call it, and she was like, I really want to be captain or whatever. And then
Sanjay even said it.
That she wanted that for Michaela, right?
Yeah, she says she thinks that Michaela deserves it.
Y'all know I've always had a problem with the way Cameron is, like, all cheesy when she's out there and stuff like that. I still think that about her, but what I have to say is that she showed me that she's got another side. And so I liked when I saw that. I'm like, okay, she at least has it.
Right.
Well, you have to possess the skills of a leader, because as captain, you're going to be leading this team. So you can't be like, when you need to be serious.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of what happened with me. When I was in marching band, I tried out to be a drum major. And even though I was a great drum major as far as like doing the arm movements and stuff, you know, the band director didn't see me as a leader. He was like, not right now. I see you as a leader in the future. Mm-hmm. I think you have the skills, but just not right now. And I get that.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I didn't have that. If I was the Tony now back then yes.
Yeah.
So she needs to step up.
Yeah, and it goes with maturity because I think Cameron's only like a sophomore. So she has like 2 more years mm-hmm. until she graduates. But
don't girls mature faster? So mm-hmm. technically she's like a junior senior.
Yeah, but I don't think she's still there because I think a large hindrance with her is her mom. Even though her mom is like her biggest fan, I think her mom pushes her and she's more boisterous and Cameron's not that way. Mm-hmm. So her mom carries her a lot. Mm-hmm. And I want to see Cameron act like Kayla, where Kayla doesn't even consult with anyone. She never has an issue. She's immediately self-confident. You could ask her to do this. She's like, okay, I'm doing it. Like, it's never like someone has to coach you through and like, right. bring out the beast, Kayla. She
wasn't always that way though. She had, I mean, I see what you're saying, but Kayla is now, she graduated, you know what I mean? And she's gotten older. We've seen her get older. So, you know, even while you're in high school, you go through different things mm-hmm. just in school that make you grow up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that we're only just seeing Cameron. I mean, she's going to develop through high school and we're going to see that hopefully on camera.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just saying like
when Cameron started, though, she was in middle school.
All I'm saying is let's give her the benefit of the doubt and some props because we know she has it. We've seen her bring
She'll
it out.
Get there.
She will get there and we're hoping for her. Like I'm definitely riding for Cameron now.
Oh, absolutely.
Ever since that football game and she brought that out, I was like, okay, team Cameron.
Yeah.
I like the other girls. Like I really do, but I'm down for her. And if they would have chosen Michaela, I would have been down for her as well.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, let's give the girl a shot.
Yeah. And sometimes you have to choose the person that you can see potential in. Mm-hmm. And that's when you know someone really loves you because you know that they see you, how you look in the future.
Right.
You may not look that way right now, but they know that you're going to get there. And that's admirable for Miss Diana because she's like, I know what I know, about this girl.
Yeah.
And I know she's going to get there. You guys may not see it right now. And you guys are expecting me just to throw out a powerhouse that's already ready, steady to go like Michaela or Christiana. When Cameron is going to be that, we just have to wait for it.
Yeah.
So I believe in it. I believe in her, too. I was just playing devil's advocate a little bit.
I got you.
I want her to be the best.
Yeah.
So if you're watching Cameron, this is just constructive criticism. Not like it means anything coming from
me.
That's
all it is.
I'm not a dancer, but I'm just a watcher and a commentator on how wonderful Bring It is. But anyways, Tony's not feeling it.
Next.
Anyways, so
all right,
all of our rivals are freaking gonna be under one roof. I was like, they need like to be at the Superdome. They need to be at the Staples Center. They need to be in a huge stadium because the attitude that's gonna be coming up in this place with DDP, Miss Diana, Neva the Diva, mm-hmm. and we have
Quincy, Tony.
Ugh. John.
Yeah, I forgot her name with the...
Tracy.
Yeah, not Tracy, but the other one with
from
the explosive.
Oh, her name is like
Shanithia.
Uh-huh, her.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just all of them. It's like, ugh.
So we had the Divas of Olive Branch. We had the Prancing Tigerettes. We had Explosive Dance Company, Infamous Dancers, LCDC, mm-hmm. which is the one that she got in a fight with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Dolls. So we have another contrived scene, Miss Diana and Neva the Diva.
Of course.
All these setup scenes are becoming super repetitive and completely annoying.
And the people who enjoy it are the other coaches. Like, you can tell, I feel like before Miss Diana starts walking, she's like, I really don't want to do this, but fine. And she just slow walks and she's like, hi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we gonna get you. Yeah, we gonna get you this time. Because, you know, we bringing the heat. It's gonna be fire. And she's just like,
okay. Yeah,
but
she does.
Like, who coached you to say all these, like, fighting words or, like,
producers.
Jabs?
Yeah, the producers. I mean, goodness. They do do what they do really well. Like, they know how to get you riled up. And especially for Neva, they're gonna try to get you to go hard because, hey, this is your shine. You're on TV right now. Yeah. So turn up.
Yeah.
Miss Diana's like, listen, I already got a show. We're already successful. It's like,
ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
At all. But the funniest thing is that she makes herself look like a fool and that people can actually mimic her where it's hilarious. Like, was it Whitney or Kayla's mom? When they mimicked her,
yes.
It was super on point.
Yeah.
She's like crazy. I can't even imagine her teaching these girls how to do these dances. She's just like sloppy and all over the place.
Yeah, she is. She just needs to stop.
What I can give a major like kudos to them, their outfits this competition were super cute and on point. Mm-hmm. I love them.
I feel like the divas of Olive Branch have a lot of potential. I think Neva just needs to like focus more so on just presenting a great performance and not so much beating the dolls and all that. Yeah. Just work on you. Do you. Whatever it is that you do, do it well. Like, stop worrying about all this extra stuff.
I totally agree. That was wisdom.
That was wisdom, Tony.
Y'all should listen.
He's just serving life for us.
On Lifetime.
That's true. So, the Prancing Tigerette. Let me just break down. They broke it down in brackets. They have two brackets. There's six teams, three teams on each bracket. So the dolls are going to be dancing against the Prancing Tigerettes and then the Divas of Olive Branch. So they do a whole knockout. Obviously, the dolls win. Mm-hmm. They proceed to dance against the
other two.
Other two teams, which were the Prancing Tigerettes, and the Divas got eliminated.
Yep.
So then it's LCDC, the Explosive, and then Infamous Dancerettes, or whatever, Prancerettes, whatever the hell they want to be. And the LCDC get eliminated, and it's so funny to watch all of these, like, teams. Whenever they get eliminated, they're like, we're going to beat the dolls next time.
Season's over.
There's like four other teams here.
The show is centered around the dolls.
Yeah.
But let's think about the coaches. The coaches or the judges aren't judging the competition based on, oh, well, the dolls are the main reason why we're here.
But when you're trying to get on TV, you have to go with the storyline.
Yeah, but still, without the storyline, you should just bring it for yourself and say, I'm murdering anybody. If they bring their granny up in here, their granny gonna see I'm about to murder.
Then there's no show.
But they're not aiming to be on the show. That shouldn't be their aim.
Who is
but
it?
The other teams shouldn't aim to be on the show. They should aim to kill every team, the dolls and everyone included.
Yes,
this is why you're not living life on Lifetime. You don't know the rules.
See, the rules are if you get a shot to get your 15 minutes of fame and that you know there's a possibility that you can go beyond that, you come for the people who have the show. Now, I mean, I hear what you're saying. Like, hypothetically, I guess in a perfect world, focus on all the teams. Go there for, this is the competition and all that stuff.
It's not only, if you were smart and you thought about it, think about how the dolls are when they compete and they get to that pressure moment.
Mm-hmm.
Twice they've lost.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be coming for the dolls. You should be coming to take the number one spot for you because you see under pressure, the dolls don't bring it. This is the first time they've won. They've lost every other time. I'm just saying, like, they've lost every single time. So you should feel like there's no competition. I'm going to come in there and kill it.
No, but this is still the doll's show.
Who cares?
No, you don't see what we're saying?
I completely see, but I'm just saying if I was a coach and this was my team and I've seen the dolls lose twice in the finale, I'm not coming to beat the dolls and to say when I get eliminated, we're going to get you next time, dolls. I'm coming to kill everyone, every cockroach, ant, stumping everything out of this place.
Then you and your team are not on the show.
No, I don't care if we're on the show because if I'm that great, I'm going to end up getting my own show. Just like Tracy and them. She, every time she comes, her main focus isn't always like dolls, dolls, dolls. She does, but her...
What? Time out. Which show are you watching?
She does, but she's always like, we're coming in to kill everybody. That's why she always goes and watches. But she still mentions the dolls. She, of course, mentions the dolls because they are a very high competitive team.
So therefore, you know, her antics and the way that she is and the fact that she is saying that she is the number one team and the other number one team is the dolls, she has to do what she needs to do to beat the dolls. If she said, I'm coming on here to meet the Prince and Tigress, guess where she was going to be? Miami.
No.
Yes.
No.
Robin.
But I don't think that her main focus should only be the Prince and Tigress. I think they should want to kill every team in there.
I think that they do.
But we don't have a chance to say.
Yeah, if you get on camera, they're like, who are you here to go after?
You can't be like, everybody. I'm going to murder everybody. Everybody move out my way.
Guess
where you going to be? On the editing room floor at Lifetime.
No, I'm going to be a boss and have my own show. And
I love how, you know, optimistic you are. But we're just talking about these coaches and this show. They have to come for the dolls because even if you think about it, okay, yeah, they've, you know, folded under pressure for the other competitions.
Yeah.
They're still one of the highest ranked competitors, right?
Yeah,
like dance teams.
Yeah.
Regardless if they lost in the past or whatever, they're still really highly competitive. So
no, of
you
course,
have to come
no,
for
I'm
them.
Not knocking them. I'm not saying don't like save the dolls at all. But your main focus, there's other teams that actually have won the whole competition that are here today. That's just my two cents. But anyways,
I get it.
Beyond my two cents.
They aren't spent well. That's
oh
so
my
mean.
Goodness!
That's so mean.
We should just have a palm tree that just pops up over Tony's face every time he just.
You know, there
shade.
Are times in life on Lifetime where things in my mind don't sound as shady until like they
until
come
you
out.
Actually say it,
and then I realize, ooh, that was shady. But you know, sometimes shade is truthful.
If you don't have anything nice to say,
you shouldn't say it.
At I'm grown. I am way beyond that point.
Ooh, what do you mean? That applies to any age.
Not no more.
Yes, it does.
You ask your grandmama that.
And she will say, I'm sorry, honey. I'm going to say whatever I want to say.
Exactly. She going to say, child, I'm at an age now where
but
I just, if I got something to say, I'm going to say it.
You know what I like about that, though, Tony? I like that you have that boldness, that you're just like, you know, it is what it is, and I'm grown. I want to take
like
a page out of that book. Like Tracy.
Huh? And that's why I would have my own show. Why? Because I would go on there, I would talk about the dolls, I would say I'm coming for the dolls, I'm coming for everybody else and the dolls,
uh-huh.
and all the dolls
uh-huh.
better move out of my way, I'm going to break the
uh-huh.
dolls, I'm going to do the dolls.
And what?
I got the dolls, and
uh-huh.
guess what I'm going to have?
Yep.
My own show after the dolls.
On Lifetime.
On Lifetime, too. Tracy
now,
came.
She want to get on the show talking about, I'm going to kill everybody. Everybody move
that's
out
how
my
Tracy
way.
Came.
Everybody do that. Everybody do. Well, who are you really here to beat? Everybody.
No, but I'm going to save the dolls and everybody.
That's not what you said a little while
no,
ago.
No, that's not what I... You didn't get me. You didn't get it. It's fine, Tony. You know I understand. It takes some time for you. You'll get it. You'll get it probably by
oh
Wednesday.
Gosh. The
you know
shade that's in here. I'm sitting under this huge tree, and it's got a lot of shade.
There is a way to come
between
from
these two.
Don't.
Don't. There ain't no way.
That's
the
it.
Only
that's
way
it.
Is no way.
Only one way. Don't.
Don't. Well,
none but love for English.
Right.
English speaks English. Cleveland, whichever social media
pink
platform
English.
I'm on.
There
pink
you
English,
go.
Red.
Don't come for me today, Tony.
Oh,
I'm not.
My goodness.
Ooh, don't you give me that eye roll. Your eye roll gets stuck on that eyelash. You rolled
in my
eyes.
He about to bring
again.
Out Auntie Medea over here.
Right. Golly. Well, someone else that was coming hard was the infamous Stepperettes. I felt like they, like...
Who?
Infamous Stepperettes. Isn't that their name?
The infamous Dancerettes?
Oh, well, whatever.
Okay.
It's so many rets and sets and tets. Wait, are you sure?
She said...
Yes, infamous Dancerettes.
She said the Stepperettes.
Oh, they are.
I heard that team before.
See, that's her
right.
team. That's
no,
her team that's
no,
coming
no.
to the Summer Royale
no.
to kill everybody. Everybody.
No.
She ain't worried about nobody but everybody.
Now, my name would be the pink... Pearl ladies or something like super curly.
That sounds no. That doesn't sound like you would win one competition. The pink pearly.
the pink lady ladies.
See, how come when Robin say stuff that's shady, don't nobody, everybody that laugh at that? That wasn't
shady.
She was just giving me her opinion.
Yeah, it was an opinion.
Oh, oh!
Because you come with facts, like, you got red lipstick and it looked crazy. Robin would be like, oh, your red lipstick. Interesting.
Y'all try it. We only got 10 more minutes.
That's okay. That's a long time.
You tried it. I got more to spread.
You got 10 more minutes to wait.
Hey.
You felt like Martin Lawrence. Mm-hmm. So, the infamous Dancerette.
Pearl Ladies of Wisdom.
Yes. They came so hard out. And then the dolls, like Miss Diana said, no smiles, no frills, no thrills. We come into
just
murder.
Blue jean jackets and red shorts.
I loved
and
that
gloves.
Look. I loved it. That was like,
it was
oh,
very
and then,
street.
Yeah, it was street. And then Kayla, she just with her arms crossed, like, uh huh.
And
I'm
when
ready.
She threw that first stance,
yeah,
I was,
that
like,
was like, get ready, y'all.
I love that. I love that Diana had changes too. Like every time the dolls changed, she changed too.
Yeah.
To match what they were wearing.
Yeah.
I thought that was good.
And I'm glad she didn't come out and dance this time. I'm glad she left.
She left it
to
them.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I was not impressed. And I mean, what's his name? Who came out there and danced?
Was it John?
John. He came out there and danced.
Neither
like,
was
you know
Diana.
What?
He was like a little fairy twirling.
He should have not done that. He should have not done that. Like, I'm looking at him totally different. He has skills.
Mm-hmm. He definitely has skills.
He has skills. He's definitely technical. He's got the moves, but he shouldn't have done that.
No way.
No, he should have left that. He should have been the coach and then had somebody else go out there.
I agree.
I think that would have been a moment for, like, if he had some friends or some parents or somebody to go out there and do that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I
mean, technique wise, he was killing it. It just didn't flow.
Yeah, just
like Miss Diana was saying. Yeah.
Go John.
Yeah.
Go
it
John.
Wasn't doing anything for this stance, so it was just like
no. It didn't add to it.
Yeah.
And then you have these like high energy, like Superman men come out and like just kill it on the floor, and their flips and their twirls and their backflips, and they're doing stunts and they're jumping over people, they're standing on each other's shoulders, pointing to the crowd, like they had the crowd up and
even
if you weren't a part of them, and if you're a kid watching that wants to be a dancer, mm-hmm. or anything, oh my gosh.
Yeah, the energy was high. Like, I was yelling at the TV.
So
remember,
was I.
I was like, woo! Like, I was just so into it.
Yeah.
Killing
really
it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when they do that death drop at the end.
And then I
is it
love
is it the neck one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. That's
murder.
It for me.
Yeah. And then I love when dancers play with levels, mm-hmm. you know, and they're just getting up on different levels and, you know, the guys, and then, like you mentioned, they're flipping over the girls. I mean, it was just off the chain.
Yeah.
The whole thing about that was dope.
It was like a circus. It was and then it was like so street and hard too. Like they were bringing it hard and like you could tell they really, Miss Diana probably made them practice that like at least 1,000 times.
Oh,
okay,
so.
Yes, exactly. We did see it. I have two things to say about the infamous dancerettes. Number
one,
when those girls got on all fours and started twerking, I was like, that is too much. We talked about that before.
Yes.
What's too much? That move was too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was, although I could learn. You know, I could learn. I
wait,
probably
your afternoon delight, girl.
My afternoon delight do be popping off, though.
Hey, Robbie.
Hi, baby. Okay,
your husband's name is Robbie?
Yeah, isn't that fly?
Robbie and Robin?
Yeah.
Is that his real name?
Yes.
Or Robert?
No.
It's Robbie?
Robbie.
Oh,
isn't
Robbie.
That fly?
Robbie, ooh. Robin, R's.
Yes.
Are your children
double R
with R's
with
too?
Double, no, but their middle names are with R's.
The R family.
Ray and Rose.
Yes.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Hey.
Get into it.
Hey.
That's why you
I'm
got
already
that
there.
Afternoon.
She's
yes,
already
exactly.
there. Afternoon delight.
Okay, so the second thing that I have to say about the infamous dancerettes.
What?
Was it not to, I mean, to me, it was not a coincidence that they ended up being paired with the dancing dolls to compete with them. Because remember, Diana said, they're the only other team that's beat them in the stands. So this was to me like, okay, head to head, like who's gonna do it?
Yeah. I kind of
so I felt
like,
it's not the whole, you know, draw. Like I don't know, maybe in advance, but just for them to come down to dance each other, I just didn't think that was.
And they kept giving John like one on ones, like him saying like, yeah, I'm not worried about it. Like he was so confident, it was almost like a guarantee. He knew that he was gonna be up against it all.
Yeah,
that. But I feel like the producers knew how to gear the show based on the results that they already knew about. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like I kind of feel like, because if you could tell, a lot of their individual interviews were not done that day.
Yeah.
Because they were wearing different clothes and different things and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like they were pulling for sound bites and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I think once the Summer Royale was done and they're like, okay, now we have to build this show, they then had to build it based on the results of the show so that everything lined up right.
Does that makes sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
That's TV.
Because at the end of the day, exactly, the viewers, mm-hmm. like, we don't want to watch the Pearls of Perfection dancing against the dolls. Like, that's not a season finale.
Exactly.
Who wants to watch that? Of course we would blow it out the water.
Yeah.
It would be a guaranteed win. Like, the pressure
this
had...
Your team.
Yeah, the dolls are my team.
No,
yeah.
No, you said the Pearls of Perfection.
No, that's a real team.
That's actually. Oh.
But the pressure and the weight that we've worn on our shoulders is the weight that they should have put on us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we've watched this whole season. We've watched all these other ones. We should feel like this is, like, the big to-do. And what I do like is that the judges weren't like celebrity judges like they've done before, where it's like, oh, Enrique, like people that's probably performing in London on a boat or something. You know what I mean? Like people they're just like has-been.
I feel like she just said like cruise ship.
Exactly. You know, you can see them on a cruise.
So there was a battle.
Y'all try to say I'm shady.
Earlier.
At least I keep my shade in house.
Ladies and gentlemen, there was a battle of who said your song was on whose album. This ain't got nothing to do with it. What? But you won. No, who said it was on Full Moon?
Oh, it was on Full Moon. Tell me, have you ever?
It was not on Full Moon. Sorry.
Hey! I'm telling you, you cannot come with me with the...
Brandy. It wasn't Full Moon. It was...
It was Never Say Never. And I said her first album,
didn't I? My bad.
But that was not her first album.
Well, she had another one before that.
But I'm just saying, never.
Yes. But her big one that everyone like knew.
Yeah.
Knew.
My bad. I was wrong.
That's all right though.
It's okay.
It's a free show.
Because Full Moon was the main song.
I mean, I can admit when I'm wrong.
Okay.
See,
thank you,
that's
Tony.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Shall we sing? Shall we go out? Because I don't have any news and gossip. Shall we go out with Brandy song?
Did we say like the end?
Obviously, we know who won. We have 3 minutes. The Dolls won.
Cameron was named captain.
Yeah.
Because the whole time the balloons were coming down, and Miss Diana said that she was going to announce the captain by going to get the trophy, and the balloons were coming. Everybody was sitting there like, who the captain? Who the captain? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you just hear Miss Diana say,
Cameron, go get it.
Yep. Hey!
Yeah, that was a moment right there.
And there's not one, but two co-captains.
Yes.
Christiana and Michaela.
So great job to all of you ladies. We're so happy for the Dancing Dolls. Proud of you guys.
It really, truly has been a pleasure recapping every single week with you guys.
Every single week?
Every single week, majority, Tony. I have shed tears. The feeling that Mimi had, I can attest to.
Did you cry during this episode?
I tried to hold it back because you walked in and I knew you were going to throw me shade. So I was like, waterline, holding
on. Well, Selena, like, I was getting teary-eyed with Selena crying with Sanjay. That was awesome.
Yeah.
So everything was awesome.
So we're not going to be able to see Tony. Well, I'm not going to see Tony anymore. But
you're going to miss me.
I'm going to miss you. We're not going to be able to see Sanjay or Kayla or someone else.
There was a whole slew of people that she named after them graduating.
Oh, it's not going to be like this anymore. Yeah. But we still have Kayla. She's going to be the instructor, so we're still going
to
see her.
And there's still more stuff to see. So we are happy about that.
Yes. Yep.
And we are happily together. I'm sure we're going to do the next season. Right, Tony?
Boop, boop, boop.
Sometimes you got to go to Jesus and say, what should I do?
Anyways, you guys, make sure you guys go on iTunes, give us 5 stars, let us know what you thought about our show. We really do enjoy recapping this with you guys every single Sunday. We can't wait to see you guys again. And we do have a new show. The YCDC team got their own show called Step Up.
Crazy. Yes.
It just transitioned completely from Bring It to Step Up. So let's
Which
see
is the
how
whole reason
their
why Tracy
is.
Was there.
Right.
Exactly. Is that Tracy? Her show.
Yes.
Lifetime bought you a ticket. You didn't fly out to Arkansas yourself, girl.
Tried
Boop,
it.
You tried it. So it's been fun. I can't wait to see you guys again. I am your host, English Cleveland. You guys can find me on Instagram at Pink English, as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
And you can find me on all social media at Robin Ayers, or my website, it's robinayers.com.
And you can find me on YouTube, Periscope, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Lounging with Tony, or
question.
My website, loungingwithtony.com.
I would like to get to know if I could be
no, you cannot.
The kind of girl that you would be down for.
Hey, go Brandy. 21 years.
That
hey.
You're the kind of guy that I should make a move on.
She's trying to get a record deal on Lifetime.
She living on Lifetime,
hey.
Y'all.
Yes, she is.
Shout out to Brandy for 21 years of amazing music. See y'all later.
Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.